الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم سبح لله ما في السماوات والأرض وهو العزيز الحكيم له ملك السماوات والأرض يحيي ويميت وهو على كل شيء قدير هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي صدق الله مولانا العظيم وبلغنا رسوله النبي الكريم ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين والحمد لله رب العالمين My dear respected elders and brothers, I have recited before you the opening verses of Surah Hadid. And Surah Hadid is the first of the five surahs which are referred to as the Musabbihat. Those surahs which start off with either Sabbaha Lillahi or Yusabbihu Lillahi. Sabbaha Lillahi in the past tense, that everything in the heavens and the earth make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yusabbihu Lillahi, everything in the heavens and the earth make that has continue to make the tasbih of Allah and will always continue to make the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Sabbaha Lillahi ma fis samawati wal ard. Everything in the heavens and the earth makes the tasbih of Allah, makes the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Perhaps we might not understand or comprehend the manner in which the tasbih and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is taking place, but definitely everything on the surface of the earth, every creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the tasbih and the zikr of Allah. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says everything, وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ Every shay, from a grain of sand, right to a mountain, the sun, the moon, the stars, the fish in the sea, in the ocean, the birds in the sky, every creature is making the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا يُسَبِّحُ بِحَمْدِهِ وَلَاكِنْ لَا تَفْقَهُونَ تَسْبِيحَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that you do not comprehend or you do not understand the zikr and the tasbih that is made by the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hazrat Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, when he used to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the mountains used to join Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam in the tasbih and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everything makes the tasbih of Allah. And therefore insan, which is ashraful makhlukat, the best of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation, he should also glorify Allah, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and extol the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala says, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ Everything makes the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because it is the right of Allah. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ He is almighty, He is all wise. It is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that every creation of Allah makes the tasbih and the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ So, سَبَّحَ لِلَّهِ مَا فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الْحَكِيمُ لَهُ مُلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ And everything belongs to Allah. Allah is the owner of everything. We belong to Allah. Whatever we say is ours, that also belongs to Allah. Everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is why when this entire dunya will come to an end, at that time Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make an announcement and say, لِمَنِ الْمُلْكُ الْيَوْمِ For who is sovereignty today? لله الواحد القهار. All sovereignty, all ownership will only be for Allah. At that time, insan will not be able to say, my car, my house, my this, my that. Everything belongs to Allah. And because everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah be remembered, the zikr of Allah be made, the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be made. لَهُ مُلْقُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ. He is the one that brought us into existence. He is the one that gives life. We were nothing at one stage. We were in non-existence at one stage. From non-existence, Allah brought us into existence. Allah gives life. Every life on the surface of the earth is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that will take away life. Allah removes life when He wants to. Allah gives life when He wants to. يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتِ وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete power over everything. Allah has complete control over everything. After creating, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't lose control of any of His creation. From the smallest of the ants to the largest of the creatures and the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete control over every creation of His, every being, every creature that is on the surface of the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete control over it. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said in Surah Hadid, there is a verse which is equivalent to 1,000 verses. And then Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said, هو الأول والآخر والظاهر والباطن وهو بكل شيء عليم. Allah is the first, هو الأول بلا بداية. He is the first with no beginning. والآخر بلا نهاية. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the last with no ending. والظاهر والباطن. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is apparent, yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is hidden. There is nothing before Allah. There is no beginning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all have a beginning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no beginning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We were nothing at one stage. We were in non-existence. From non-existence, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought us into existence. But as far as Allah is concerned, Allah has always been there. هُوَ الْأَوَّلُ وَالْآخِرُ. Allah will always be there. There is no end to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There's an end to every other creation, but there is no end to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has always been there. هو الأول والآخر. And Allah will always be there. والظاهر والباطن. Allah is apparent, yet Allah is hidden also. Apparent in His qudrat. You look at the different phenomena around you. You look at the heavens. You look at the skies. You look at the earth. You look at the different creations of Allah. And you will recognize the greatness of Allah. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the creation of the heavens and the earth, the changing of the night and the day, that's a phenomena which we see every day. Every day of our life, we are seeing the changing of the night and the day. Now we are in day, very shortly we will be entering into night, and the next day will come and it will continue like that. We are witnessing every day the changing of the night and the day. Inna fi dhalika la ayatil li ulil albab. A person who reflects, an intelligent person, he will look at this phenomena and he will recognize Allah, he will recognize His Creator. So Allah is apparent in His Qudrat. Allah is apparent in the different phenomena and the different creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But at the same time, هُوَ الْبَاطِنُ وَالْظَاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. Allah is hidden from our eyes. In this dunya, we cannot see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala is hidden from us. Nobody can see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These eyes, we cannot contain the greatness of Allah. Perhaps we have mentioned this in the past. Musa alayhi salatu was salam had requested Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbi arini andur ilayk. Oh my Allah, I want to see you. And Musa alayhi salatu was salam was Jalali also, and he was Kalimullah. He used to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he wanted to go that one step further, and he insisted that, oh Allah, I want to see you. Qala lan tarani. Allah said, you won't be able to see me. But when Musa alayhi salatu was salam was insisting, Allah ta'ala said, ولكن انظر الى الجبل فان استقر مكانه فسوف تراني. That if you want to then look at the mountain, if the mountain remains where it is, then perhaps you might be able to see me. فلما تجلى ربه للجبل جعله دكا وخر موسى صعقا. That then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala put just a reflection of his tajalli and his nur upon the mountain. The mountain crushed, crumbled, became dust and got destroyed, and Musa alayhi salatu salam fell unconscious. That is how great was only the tajalli, the reflection of the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, in the akhirat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the pious servants and the jannatis, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant them the opportunity of seeing the countenance of Allah, seeing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that opportunity also. But in this dunya, Allah is hidden. وَالظَّاهِرُ وَالْبَاطِنُ. Allah is hidden from our eyes. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has knowledge over everything. The knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete. Allah's knowledge is unique. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything. وَهُوَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٌ. هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضَ فِي سِتَّةِ أَيَّامٍ ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى عَلَى الْأَرْشِ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention to the fact that Allah created the heavens and the earth in 6 days, just in order to have some system, etc. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stationed himself upon his arsh, kama yaliku bi sha'nihi, as is the shan and the grandeur and the greatness of Allah. How Allah is upon his arsh, and where is the arsh, and the exact description of the arsh that is best known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our iman and our yaqeen is that there is a kursi and there is an arsh. How the kursi is, how the arsh is of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how the throne and how the chair of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is, that is best known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Kama yaliku bi sha'nihi, as is the shan and the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws our attention again to the unique knowledge and the ilm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything about everyone. Ya'lamu ma yaliju fil ard wa ma yakhruju minha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that goes into the ground, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows everything that comes up from the ground. The farmer plants the seed. After he plants that seed, he lost control over that seed. He loses sight of that seed. He loses the knowledge of that seed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lose sight of it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not lose the knowledge of that seed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has complete control of that seed that went into the ground. So, يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. Allah knows that which goes into the ground. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا, and that which comes out from the ground. Every ant, every insect that burrows itself into the ground is in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is in the direct sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala watches over it. There's no barriers for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing blocks the view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything is in the direct view of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala looks at that insect or that seed or anything without any obstructions whatsoever. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that seed or that insect in the ground. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees that which comes out from the ground also. وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that which comes down from the skies and that which goes up into the skies. Commentators of the Quran say that which comes down from the skies is the rain that comes down, is the drops of rain, the snow or the hail or whatever that comes down, and many other things that comes down from the heavens and the skies. All the angels that come down, every drop of rain comes down with an angel. Allah has appointed that angel. The angel is instructed where that drop of rain must go, who should benefit from it, etc. It's in the complete knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, the amals of insan that go up into the heavens, into the sky, it's in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, it is recorded by the angels. It is recorded by the angels. The earth also knows of that which you do. يَوْمَ إِذٍ تُحَدِّثُ أَخْبَارَهَا, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about in Surah Zilzal. Even the earth has complete knowledge of that action that you had done upon it. In other words, Allah ta'ala causes the earth to remember it. and to recall it. On the day of Qiyamah, it will speak about it. Unless you had made Tawbah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala causes the earth to forget of the guna and sin that you had committed upon it. But nevertheless, all the amals of insan goes up, and it is in the complete knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. After explaining to us the unique knowledge of Allah, Allah's sight, Allah's knowledge, Allah is Al-Khabir, Allah is Al-Raqib, Allah is ever watchful over each and every banda of His. Allah is Basir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees everything that you do. Allah is Khabir, and Allah knows what you are doing. Then Allah ta'ala says, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you wherever you are. Wherever a person is, whether he is in a foreign land, whether he is in the privacy of his home, whether he is in his business place, whether at the workplace, wherever a person is, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ. Allah is with you wherever you are. There's two ways of looking at this. One is for us to understand and to realize that there is nothing for you to fear. Allah's protection is with you all the time. If a person reads his Ayatul Kursi, if a person has tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, then Allah will be with you wherever you are. But at the same time, a person should be conscious of this fact, that wherever we are, Allah is watching us also. Allah is with us. If we're committing any guna and sin, Allah is watching us. If we're doing some good amals, Allah is watching us. As we are sitting now in the masjid, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ, Allah is with you. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees you, and Allah knows about you. If a person is conscious of Allah in this way, when a person is conscious of the sight of Allah, of the knowledge of Allah, of the ma'iyat and the closeness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it becomes very, very easy for a person to fulfill the commandments of Allah, and becomes very easy for a person to abstain from gunas and sin. And even if perchance he gets an attack from shaitan, shaitan makes, we are human beings, we are vulnerable to the attacks of shaitan, we are open to the attacks of shaitan, then even if shaitan makes an attack on you, because we are conscious of the ma'iyat of Allah, of the sight of Allah, of the knowledge of Allah, and Allah is ever watchful over us, then it becomes very easy for a person to make tawbah and to lift his hands and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for forgiveness. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a youngster, perhaps we have mentioned this incident before, but we forget where we mentioned which incident, but as a revision for us also. In the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, there was a youngster who was very, very particular with his salah with jamaat. Very particular. In fact, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, you know, was very fascinated with this youngster. And Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had acknowledged this youngster also. And this youngster, being always in the masjid, he had a habit, after the Isha salah, he used to go to his parents' home, visit his parents every night after Isha Salah. As he used to leave the masjid, and on the way to his parents' home, there was a woman that became infatuated with him and fell in love with him. So she used to try to entice him all the time. This incident is mentioned in Hayatus As'aba. So she was very fascinated with him, and she used to try to entice him and try to, what you can say, get his attention. But he used to ignore her and continue to his father's home. One day, somehow or the other, she managed to convince him, and he followed her home. She enters the house, and he was about to enter the house. At the doorstep of the house, an ayat of the Quran flashed through his mind. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ تَذَكَّرُوا فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ. Those who are Allah conscious, who are conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. إِذَا مَسَّهُمْ طَائِفٌ مِّنَ الشَّيْطَانِ, when shaitan makes an attack upon them, تَذَكَّرُوا, they recall, فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْصِرُونَ, and they take heed. When this ayat of the Quran flashed through the mind of this youngster, He fell unconscious at the doorstep. Now that woman had a problem. She had invited him home for other reasons. But now this youngster is lying unconscious there. So she carries him with the assistant of the maid. They take him to the door of the father's house, leave him there, knock on the door, and they run away from there. Father opens the door and he finds the youngster is lying at the doorstep. My son is lying there. What has happened? Quickly they carry him into the house and they manage to revive him after much effort. When the youngster was revived, the father asked the youngster, the son, "Oh my son, tell me, I ask you in the name of Allah, please explain to me what had happened." So the youngster explains to the father, "Every day when I used to come to visit you, on the way there was this woman that used to, you know, used to entice me. And today I had decided to follow her. But then an ayat of the Quran flashed through my mind and I cannot remember day after what had happened. I fell unconscious." So the father asked the youngster, "Which verse of the Quran was it?" And he recited the verse again and he said, "Innal ladheena ittaqaw idha massahum ta'ifum minash shaitani tadhakkaru fa idha hum mubsirun." When he recited this verse for the second time, he couldn't bear it because they were so conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So conscious of the ma'iyat, of the closeness, of the fact that Allah is watching, Allah knows of your whereabouts, etc. This time he couldn't bear it and he passed away. Father was very grieved, very worried, whatever the case might be. They got the family members together. It was quite late at night. So they didn't inform Amirul Mu'mineen, Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. They did the ghusl, kafan and the janazah salah. The next day, Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed that youngster who used to frequent the masjid has passed away. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with some of the sahaba, they go to the house of the youngster. They meet with the father. They ask the father, "What had happened to your son? He was so healthy. There was no problem. How did he just pass away like that? What had happened?" So the father explained to Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu whatever the son had explained. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "Take me to the qabr." So they go to the qabr. They stand there at the qabr, at the side of the qabr. Other sahaba were standing around. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu contemplated for a little while, meditated for a little while. And then he recited, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. For those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ. Those who fear that day when they will have to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for them is two jannats. All those that were standing around, including Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from the qabr they heard a voice saying, فَقَدْ أَعْتَانِيهِمَا فَقَدْ أَعْتَانِيهِمَا. Allah has already granted me my two jannats. Allah has granted me my two jannats. This is for a person who is conscious of the fact that Allah is watching him, and a person who is conscious of the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him. إِنَّ أَفْضَلَ الْإِيمَانِ أَن تَعْلَمَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَكَ حَيْثُ مَا كُنْتَ. The best of iman is that a person understands and realizes that Allah is with him wherever he is. Now if we become conscious of this, that Allah is with me, Allah watches me, then during this season, which a lot of people call the silly season, you know, where all the businesses are closing, the factories are closing, people are going on holiday. Now is your test to see who is conscious of the fact that Allah is with him wherever he is. Whether you're at home, whether you're on holiday, whether you're going on a boat cruise or wherever you are. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِيحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Allah Ta'ala says that all the knowledge of the unseen is with Allah. Whatever happens on the earth, on the ground, and whatever happens in sea, those that are going for boat cruises, etc., first of all, you shouldn't be on that boat cruise because there's no need for you to be on that boat cruise. How much of haram takes place? What all wrong things take place there? Allah knows what you are doing there. How much of your salahs get missed, etc.? How much of intermingling and haram takes place there? And we are going, there's no actual need for us to be on that boat cruise. But whatever the case might be, a person has to be conscious. This is that period of time where a person needs to become conscious of Allah. We need to understand, One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man naja, what is the road to salvation? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, amlik alayka lisanak, or one riwayat, amsik alayka lisanak, control your tongue, don't just speak anything anyhow, control your tongue. Wal yasa'aka baytuk, and let your home be spacious for you. Unfortunately, many families, if they didn't have a holiday for the year, they didn't go out to stay here, stay there, wherever, they regard it as a calamity, and a'udhu billah. They regard it as a calamity. Whereas Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, salvation and najah is in sitting in your house. Being within your house, being contented in your home. We have, mashallah, beautiful homes, palatial homes, swimming pools, everything. But we regard it as a calamity if we didn't go somewhere for holiday. And then when we're going for holidays, there's so much of extravagance. I'm not saying anything wrong with holiday. You want to take a holiday, keep few things in mind. The first thing is there should be no extravagance. There should be no extravagance. Some people, they beg, borrow and steal just to make a holiday. Person is going on a holiday, he's spending 50,000, 100,000, whatever he's spending, yet he's owing so many people money. His creditors are crying here. People are crying that you haven't paid them their money. Going for Umrah, going for what you call this, for holiday, etc. And you haven't paid the man his money. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to refuse to perform the janazah of a person who owed somebody money. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was during a battle. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if I die as a shaheed, if I'm martyred in this battle, where will I go to? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you'll go straight into Jannat. As he was about to leave, Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam called him back and he said, except if you have any debts on your head. If nobody takes the responsibility of your debts and you haven't paid your debts, then your matter in the akhirat will remain suspended. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, every janazah he used to find out, does this person owe somebody money? If there was nobody to take responsibility of those debts, he never used to perform the janazah of that person. And here we are going on extravagant holidays, and yet we are owing so much of people money. And this is just to appease the egos of our families. And now these days, they just want to go out of the house and go on holiday so they can put it on Facebook and Instagram. That's the only reason that they want. And they want every little move is on Instagram and on Facebook, and a'udhu billah. So we have to take cognizance of a few things. One is there should be no extravagance. The first thing is, as we mentioned in the beginning, to be conscious that Allah is watching us. He is with you wherever you are. We cannot go to places that a Muslim is not supposed to be in. So the first thing is to be conscious of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The second is there should be no extravagance. The third is that we shouldn't be owing people money whilst we are squandering wealth on holidays, etc. We should make our families understand this. You can't be owing people money and then wasting your wealth and squandering your wealth on holidays, etc. The fourth thing is very important, is the salah. Unfortunately, many people during the holidays are completely unconscious of the salah. And those that are conscious also are very, very lax with regard to salah. Then they regard salah during the holidays, that is when they're on a holiday and on an outing, etc. They regard salah very lightly. As an example, I will give you, person is on the beach. And after that, it's time for salah. He says, let me read my salah quickly. He's wearing his Bermudas. He's wearing his t-shirt. He puts the musalla down and says, Allahu Akbar, as though he's doing Allah a favor. Salah, you're not doing Allah a favor. You must dress properly. Dress properly when you are standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, reading your salah with your bermudas, no topi, no hat, short sleeves, your t-shirt, you got all sorts of writing on your t-shirt, and you're standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thinking you're doing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a favor, and a'udhu billah. We need to understand salah is our own need. This is not the need of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us be cautious of our salah, not to miss a salah during our holidays. And the other one very important point is the dressing. Whether the men folk or the women folk, let us be particular of our dressing. Whole year round, the woman will be in parda. whole year round your daughter is dressed very modestly, and all of a sudden when you go on holiday, parda comes out, everything comes out, and they go on so relaxed. وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Therefore, whether it's a holiday, whether you at home, whether you in your business, wherever you are, وَهُوَ مَعَكُمْ أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُمْ, Allah is with you wherever you are. وَاللَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sees whatever you are doing. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us understanding. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.